And following NPR, Mike Osborne for WMOT News. Well, with Memorial Day fast approaching, you might be interested to learn that some historians believe the annual remembrance for veterans evolved out of a much older Southern tradition called Decoration Day. Unlike Memorial Day, there's no fixed date for Decoration Day. Each cemetery where it's practiced chooses its own date, usually in late spring or early summer. The late historian Alan Jabbour researched Decoration Day as practiced in the South. He spoke at the Library of Congress about how the event typically unfolds.
During the early part of the decoration, people dressed the graves and also socialize and reflect on loved ones buried there. Perhaps there's a prayer. Then gospel singing begins and lasts till a preacher or speaker steps forward.
Jabbour says Decoration Day usually concludes with a potluck dinner on the grounds. One unique practice is leaving mementos at the graves.
A favorite coffee mug, a Scotch whiskey bottle, or a prized collection of teapots and pitchers.
In 2012, Jason Isbell released a song he wrote about his family that references this Southern tradition.
It's Decoration Day. I have a mind to roll a stone on his grave.
For a link to historian Alan Jabbour's book on Decoration Day, look for this story at wmot.org. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio. Day.